Australia's Reserve Bank has signalled that further interest rate hikes remain a possibility, with evidence that inflation is refusing to slow fast enough. The tough message to Australian borrowers comes after the central bank left rates on hold this afternoon. For more, we're joined by our Australia correspondent, Peter Ryan, who is at Reserve Bank headquarters in Sydney. Hi, Peter. What did the Reserve Bank say?
Well, Lisa, this will be a message that will ring a few bells with listeners in New Zealand and Australia's central bank. The Reserve Bank of Australia held interest rates for the fourth straight meeting at 4.35%. The thing, though, they've had to note that inflation is not easing as gradually as they'd hoped. And inflation does remain sticky, possibly entrenched. And it sort of stops short of reinstating a tightening bias, or to decipher that. A message that rates might rise imminently, but there are some economists here in Australia who've looked at the most recent quarterly inflation, which came in a bit higher than expected, or not slowing as fast as expected, thinking that another rate rise might be required to put a final nail in the coffin of inflation.
So where is all this Aussie inflation coming from? Is it coming from inside or outside?
Well, it's looking like it's internal and indirectly internally. I mean, petrol prices here are very, very high. There's a lot of pain at the bowser, but very high insurance costs. So I know that's been a topic on your program recently, or maybe even daily. So there's internal price pressures on services, and they don't appear to be, you know, falling anytime soon. And we're really, you know, quite hostage in terms of petrol prices because the war in Ukraine, Israel's war with Gaza is really pushing those petrol prices high, and you know, Brent crude, the global benchmark, has been sitting around $82-83 a barrel for some time. It hasn't really shifted, and there are some concerns that it might even move even higher.
So what are the odds of an interest rate cut?
Well, they're looking like pushed out to the end of the year, maybe early 2025. So Australians looking for a bit of interest rate relief are probably going to be a bit disappointed. They might not see anything until the first quarter of next year.
Thank you for that, Peter. That is our Australia correspondent, Peter Ryan, live from the Reserve Bank headquarters in Sydney.